flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Back into the Host Committee Media Center on Radio Row in the Morial Convention Center, powered by Lambert, Zaney, Smith & Soso. Checking in on our virtual Treasure Chest Casino Power Seat, going to Nick Friedel, Odyssey NBA Insider. Nick Friedel, Insider calls are brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a new Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Nick, how you been doing? You survived the wild and crazy trade deadline.
Guys, I'm doing great. It's great to be with you. I only wish I was down there for Super Bowl week. But as usual with the trade deadline, it does feel like every time there's been a Super Bowl week the last few years, and I distinctly remember going back and forth to Phoenix when Durant got traded, and it took away a lot of the buildup going into the Super Bowl. That the NBA, you know, they kind of lost Christmas here in the last few years of the NFL, but they absolutely have the hype of Super Bowl week, because it does seem like NBA news continues to pop during that moment in time.
Yeah, Nick, I mean, would you qualify this as the craziest trade deadline you've encountered? I mean, I don't remember a deadline that had this many, not just trades, but kind of league shaking trades, and it started obviously with Luka and Anthony Davis and, you know, Jimmy Butler, that whole saga. There was the whole Kevin Durant to Warriors thing that got vetoed apparently, and then that all came about. You know, what are kind of your big takeaways from this week?
This absolutely has to be the most league shifting one. There's probably been a deadline with more moves, guys, but not with one as big as the Luka move. And then Jimmy finally gets out of Miami. Of course, you guys know all about the Ingram deal, and I'm sure we'll get to that. But there's so many different moments over the last week where you're kind of like, oh, whoa, okay. I mean, this is going to have an after effect for a while. And of course it starts with the Luka deal, because absolutely nobody saw that coming. I mean, why would you give away a guy who's 25 years old, who just keeps showing up on the all NBA team year after year after year, and then move him and seem to stun the entire sporting world. So no, I haven't seen something like this deadline, but of course it starts with that Luka move. And a week later, I'm still in shock because I can't believe that that thing actually went down the way that it did. But we'll see who ends up being right. I just can't believe that Dallas would give him up and get back a guy in Anthony Davis, who, again, you all well know down there, very good player, but if he's not on the floor because of injuries, it really, really hampers anything that team can do.
Yeah, I think the strange thing to me is, like, we went through a similar, I guess it's different, but similar in the sense that, okay, you're going to trade Anthony Davis, but that saga went on for months. Like, you shopped around, you figured out, will you sign here? You know, what's the best deal? It feels like the Mavs just kind of were like, oh, you want Luka? Okay, you can have him. What are you going to give us? Like, I feel like other GMs would have jumped at the opportunity to be like, oh, we'll beat that offer. Like, what is your read on that?
The thing that makes the most sense in the reporting that's come out over the last few days is that Dallas wanted to move Luka, but they wanted to do it in a way that it wouldn't get out at all. So in that regard, they kind of pushed themselves into their own corner, because I think we'd all agree, if you let it be known that Luka was going to be available, they could have gotten a hell of a lot more in any kind of package that came back. But if you want to keep it secret and you don't want Luka to come out and say, well, I'm not going to re-sign there, and that's going to significantly lower the value, then it makes a little bit more sense why you'd say, all right, we believe Anthony Davis can be some sort of missing piece, and we want to do this deal now because we don't want him, Luka, to get wind of what's happening, because there's so much money on the line. And now in his case, he's lost a ton because he can't sign that super max. So it's never going to fully make sense. You've got to believe that this came all the way up from the top and the new ownership structure in the Mavs organization. But it was truly a shocker. And especially, I think the Davis point is very well taken. With the way the trade seemed to go in the NBA and have for so long, everything's a waiting game. Well, let's see what we can get from this team, and let's see what can happen if we let it play out a little bit longer. Never do deals come together this quickly behind the scenes with nobody finding out. It did in this case. It is a stunner, and we're going to find out over the next few years if Dallas made the right play in not tying themselves up with a player that they clearly didn't want to give that type of mega extension to.
Nick, when you look at the Pelicans, were you hearing any kind of buzz around Zion Williamson? I felt like there was a number of different, you know, branches out there saying that, you know, there were teams interested in looking at Zion and maybe acquiring him, and was kind of getting, you know, interested to see if the Pels would in fact deal him, but wondered if any of that was really legit or just trade rumors, you know, blowing.
Yeah, it felt like the wind was just blowing. It didn't feel like anything ever got to the point where you thought, maybe this actually makes sense. I think the problem for the Pels in this case is they just don't want to sell that low on Zion. And you know, guys, the teams have been calling. I mean, they see the talent. We all have. He just cannot stay on the floor consistently. He has not shown that at any point here over the last few years. So the trade rumors and the chatter, that's not going to stop. He's got to show that he can be out there game after game after game. The problem for the Pelicans is if you're trying to hit the button again or rebuild on the fly, you know, take whichever direction you want as far as the terminology goes, I still wouldn't trust Zion to be the guy you always wanted him to be, which is going to mean that the trade chatter is not going to stop. So did I think anything would actually get done before the deadline with Zion? No. But do I think that it will just continue to churn away until ultimately he ends up somewhere else? Yeah, because I don't think that his long-term future is in New Orleans. Again, the problem for the Pelicans is you have to decide if you can stay in that professional relationship with him, and where does that take you? And right now, we all know this is a team that is going absolutely nowhere, and they can't seem to get things to a point where you think that there's any kind of momentum that's going to change.
Nick, I'm going to disagree with you. They are going somewhere. It's just straight to the bottom. All right. sorry, I couldn't.
No, now that's the problem.
That's true. Anyway, okay. So let's talk about the other guy that actually was traded. You alluded to it, Brandon Ingram. You know, he went to the Raptors in exchange for Bruce Brown Jr., Kelly Olynyk, the center, first-round pick, which is actually the Pacers' top four protected pick in 2026, and then a second rounder. It was a surprise to me, not in the sense that Brandon Ingram was traded, but that he landed with the Raptors, a team that is also kind of going nowhere. And, you know, it was odd to me because, you know, I felt like he was going to go to somewhere that maybe they saw him as a rental and he could help them in a playoff chase. Do you get the feeling that the Raptors are going to try to sign Ingram to a major extension? How do you feel like both sides fared in that trade?
As far as Ingram with the Raptors, Toronto, I mean, historically they've had a tough time getting guys not only to get there, but to stay there. The key with Ingram seems to be, you know, he wants to get paid. More power to him. He's earned that right. New Orleans just didn't seem to want to give him that extension. Maybe Toronto does. So you've got to believe that if there are two sides that are willing to make that happen, maybe he is a fit long-term there. As far as the return, if you're Toronto and you believe that Brandon Ingram can be the 1A type of player paired with somebody else, you know, go for it. I really like Ingram's game, but guys, we've been having this conversation for the last few years with Ingram. He's a really good player. I think the perspective changes when that next contract hits, though. Is that the type of guy you want to tie yourself up to financially for years and years to come at the number that it's going to take? It wouldn't be for me, which is clearly the decision that New Orleans made. So, you know, it's worth the dice roll for Toronto that has struggled to find stars that want to stay there. As far as New Orleans goes, you get your first-round pick. You get your cap relief. I mean, you'd like to have gotten maybe another younger piece. That didn't happen. The writing has been on the wall for this divorce, though, for a long time. So in that regard, you kind of get what you get and you try to move forward. Again, the problem for the Pels is, what do you do with Zion? And I know that's a daily conversation down in New Orleans now. And so you get rid of Ingram, and then what? I mean, this is just, when you have a bad team and you're trading away one of the largest pieces that you have on that bad team, and you're getting draft capital and maybe the ability, the mirage sometimes in the NBA to go find somebody else, that is a long, long road. And I can't imagine being a Pelicans fan right now and being energized by anything that you're seeing now or in the foreseeable future.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, the unavailability of Zion has definitely been frustrating here. We heard from him, you know, he was dealing with a sickness, and then he talked to the media saying he wants to play in back-to-back games. It's the team that's holding him back. And then the next day, oh, he's out again because he's dealing with another sickness. And so it keeps being frustrating. A bright spot, though, at least for this Pels team, has been the development and the continued growth of a guy in Trey Murphy. Just wondering what you've seen out of him and what you're liking about the youngster's game.
Murphy has come to a point, guys, where he's really about to, it seems, hit a completely different level. I mean, I judge it on not only what I'm seeing on TV night after night, but it does crack me up when I start to look down at my phone and my buddies who are following the league just as much as I am are going, hey, you see this kid down in New Orleans? Like, it's starting to click for him even more. So the reports have been good, and you'd like the progression that you're seeing. The problem, though, is this was a Pels team that was supposed to take that jump, and it was going to be with Zion and Ingram. Now Ingram's gone. Zion, who knows? I mean, with Trey, like, great. You know, he looks really good, and it seems like he's coming along. But I don't have to tell y'all, there are so many steps between where they are and where they're going to need to be to get some kind of push going. You take the positivity where you can, but the reality hits, and the reality is, this is a team that is a long ways away, even if they get another couple guys that take that next step from being anything on that national stage.
Well, the Pels are sitting at the bottom of the Wild Wild Western Conference, sitting at top of that one seed. Oklahoma City Thunder, 40-9 record, really been impressive. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, obviously a stud. They're going to be getting Chet Holmgren back. Pels got to play Sacramento three times in the last four matchups for them. But that one game that they do have is OKC on Monday, and just wondering what kind of buzzsaw is this Pels team heading into in Oklahoma City, man?
I think the key with the Thunder right now is Shai's playing at an MVP level, but those guys have almost a college mentality in the way they go out and produce night after night. This is what happens when you've got a team that has been together for a little bit of time, and you've got younger guys on that roster who are hungry to prove themselves game after game. They're well coached. They know where to be, and they trust each other on the floor. So it's not to say that the Thunder can't be beat. I mean, hell, the Warriors got them last week, and you went, oh, okay, maybe the Warriors are starting to turn around. But then they got drilled in the next game, and they get Jimmy Butler now. And we'll see what happens. But with the Thunder, this is a legit title contender. They have the star up top that makes everything go, but they have a roster full of guys that play defense and that trust one another. And when you have that, especially in a young group, if they can somehow stay healthy over the next few years, you've got to believe that their time is coming.
Nick, definitely always appreciate your time. Wish you were down here with us. You got a pick for the Super Bowl on Sunday?
I'm not betting against Patrick Mahomes.
Right, I get it.
I'm not doing it. I've learned my lesson. I'm not making that mistake. Maybe the Eagles get him, sure, but at least I'll be able to sleep easier. I'm not betting against that dude.
Always appreciate the time. Nick Friedel, thank you so much. We'll be talking to you soon. Have a great one.
All right, you too, guys. See ya.
Thanks, Nick.
That was Odyssey Sports NBA Insider Nick Friedel. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai. Now you can buy a Hyundai at Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details.